This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's a miracle no one's dead. At least 10 people were wounded in a mass shooting at a high-rise rooftop party near the University of Wisconsin campus overnight Saturday.
These students should have been celebrating summer vacation and not receiving medical treatment.
The victims are as young as 14 and as old as 23. None of their injuries is life-threatening. No one has been arrested as of this morning. Marquette University President Michael Lovell is dead. A Marquette spokesperson says Lovell and his wife were in Rome with Jesuit priests and the Board of Trustees on a pilgrimage when he got sick Sunday and was taken to the hospital. Lovell was diagnosed with sarcoma, which is a rare form of cancer, 3 years ago. Lovell came to Marquette 10 years ago after leading UW-Milwaukee. Democrats are urged to remember how much power Wisconsin voters have this election year. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison addressed the state party convention in Milwaukee Saturday.
Wisconsin is crucial in terms of where American democracy goes. The eyes of not only this country, but the eyes of the world will be on what you do right here in Wisconsin.
It's not just the race for president. Wisconsin voters could also determine the balance of power in the U.S. House and Senate. A handful of pro-Palestinian protesters disrupted Senator Tammy Baldwin's speech to the Democratic State Party convention in Milwaukee Saturday night. State Party Chair Ben Wickler sounds unfazed.
Protesting is part of political life. It's part of what happens in a democracy.
Sunday, delegates voted for a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Inmates at the Waupun State Prison tell a Milwaukee TV station they're served cold meals and don't get proper medical care. Inmates held a sit-in last week after former warden Randall Happ and 8 former prison staffers were charged with felonies. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office accuses them of failing to meet the basic needs of prisoners who died on their watch. Governor Evers says he'll ask for the biggest budget increase ever for the universities of Wisconsin system in his next budget, $800 million. 7 campuses are facing budget shortfalls, and UW-Oshkosh has depleted its reserves. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Bayfield residents gathered for the 3rd annual Stand With the Band street party on Saturday. According to a Northern News Now report, the goal of the yearly event is to raise awareness about the increasing efforts to ban books across the country. It was started when Julie Buckles, the owner of Honest Dog Books, received a donation to buy a banned book and donate it. This year, over 500 people attended the party, and Buckles says her store donated about 100 books that had been challenged or banned. The Bong Center in Superior is looking for 2 more veterans to bring on a canoe trip. According to a Northern News Now report, the organization is planning to kick off a 7-day trip on the Boundary Water Canoes area in late July, hoping to provide the group of veterans with a peaceful nature escape. There are no age restrictions to apply for the trip, but participants will be able to need to at least carry a pack. The free trip will include canoeing, camping, and fishing, and the application is available on the Bong Center website. Workers at a Cloquet paper mill have voted to authorize a potential strike. According to a Northern News Now report, 150 workers at Cloquet's Sappy paper mill are represented by the National Conference of Firemen and Oilers Union, and those workers recently shot down a 3-year contract offer from the company. The union workforce comprises about a fifth of the total 700 employees at the paper mill, and union officials have not said if negotiations will continue or when the strike could begin. The Duluth Entertainment Convention Center transformed into a dental office over the weekend. Dentists from the Minnesota Dental Association and Minnesota Dental Foundation provided area residents with free dental care for those in need, offering services like fillings and cleanings to anybody who attended the event. Organizers say it can be difficult for people to acquire dental care, and even some who have dental coverage in their health insurance have struggled to find rural dentists who are accepting new patients. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Northland have received a massive donation from the Taco Bell Foundation. According to a Northern News Now report, Taco Bell restaurants across the country collected donations through their Roundup program at checkout, and this week delivered an over $31,000 donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Northland. The organization is one of 450 that has partnered with the Taco Bell Foundation nationwide to support youth education and career readiness. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced nearly $560,000 of funding through its competitive urban forestry grant program. According to a press release, the DNR will offer competitive cost-share grants from $1,000 to $25,000 for projects that improve a community's ability to conserve, protect, and expand their urban forest resources. The DNR will also offer startup urban forestry cost-share grants from $1,000 to $5,000 for communities to start forestry programs. Restoration work on a 120-year-old windmill in South Range, Wisconsin has nearly been completed. According to a Fox 21 report, the Davidson Windmill along Highway 13 has been undergoing renovation work thanks to the Old Brule Heritage Society, which is hoping to renovate the windmill in a way that shows what it was like when first constructed in 1904. The organization is also planning to put a fence and sidewalk around the windmill and needs to raise about $50,000 more to complete it. A nearly $75 million justice center is almost complete in Carlton County. According to a Northern News Now report, county officials expect that the building could be occupied by this fall as construction begins to wrap up. The nearly 120-square-foot building will be able to hold 96 inmates, doubling the current capacity and creating separate spaces for inmates. Officials say the new center will allow them to more adequately care for inmates, including those with mental and chemical health issues. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get trounced by the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Tigers in Detroit 10-2, Milwaukee giving up 8 runs in the 5th inning. Manager Pat Murphy on pitcher Bryce Wilson's performance.
I think for inning 2, 3, 4, he was great. You know, had his cutter and his sinker, but the first inning and the other inning, you can't walk. If you're Bryce, you can't walk people. That's not his ticket to being an effective starter, so the walks hurt him. And we had 2 home runs robbed today. One of them was after it was out of reach, but it still was, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, credit to the Tigers.
The crew opens a home series tonight against the Blue Jays. IndyCar racing in Wisconsin over the weekend at Road America. The winner in Sunday's Grand Prix, Will Power of Australia, second place to Joseph Newgarden, who won the Indy 500. Golf, Ernie Els beat Steve Stricker in sudden death at the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting 12 under par.
What can I say? You guys run a hell of a golf tournament on a great golf course.
That's golfer Ernie Els. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Bad Boys Ride or Die star Will Smith recently recalled a revelation he had on the set of the first Bad Boys movie in 1995. Smith says he told himself, "Slow down, wake up, dude, you made it. In just a few short years, you'll be so successful you can slap a much smaller man in front of a worldwide audience and still be a big enough star to make a comeback in a tired buddy cop franchise." I was paraphrasing the last part of that. Hitman director Richard Linklater says big Hollywood studios have given up on movies for adults. Netflix paid $20 million for Hitman, a screwball comedy caper which crushed at the New York and Venice film festivals. But studios still passed when it came to buying the film and putting it in theaters. Linklater, who directed the masterpiece Boyhood, which took over a decade to shoot using the same actors, is about to start another multi-year project called Merrily We Roll Along. It will take 20 years to shoot and will not be completed until Linklater is in his 80s. Fingers crossed. Pat Sajak's days of letting contestants know they blew it in his not-so-subtle way may be over, but he took one more opportunity last week to mock a contestant. The correct answer was facts and figures, and a contestant named Allison guessed boats and hangers. Pat remarked, "So not close." He told her the correct answer, opened the envelope, and let her know she lost out on $40,000. Don't worry, Allison, that game is a lot easier when you have the answer in your hand or the comfort of your own living room. In more snarky Sajak news, Pat is not retiring. According to Deadline, Sajak is in Honolulu, Hawaii, executive producing and starring in a murder mystery play based on the pilot episode of TV's Columbo called Prescription Murder. The show is actually a fundraiser for other theaters in Hawaii, and Sajak's run will go through August of 2025. Sajak has been hosting Wheel of Fortune since 1981. Who knew that all those years he really just wanted to do dinner theater? Netflix has announced the Upshaws will get a 7th and final season, an impressive run despite not getting a lot of attention from the entertainment media. The show is produced network style in multicam format, a rarity for a streamer studio. The Upshaws will finish with a total of 60 episodes, the third most on Netflix for a multi-camera show behind The Ranch and Fuller House. The show stars Mike Epps, Kim Fields, and Wanda Sykes, who also co-created. All episodes are available on Netflix. If you're a boxing purist, this probably won't interest you. The Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight has been rescheduled for November 15th. Tyson had to bow out of their fight, which was scheduled for July 20th because of an ulcer. The former champ has also had a cocaine and alcohol problem that he says weakened and almost killed him, is 30 years older than Paul, and was recently confined to a wheelchair while battling sciatica. That was probably the ailment that finally gave Paul the confidence to challenge Mike Tyson. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 51 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a little breezy with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.